League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I got some guy who pooed himself to death. Happy? Fine.
And I've got not so fast Nazi past.
Date fight! Hello there. God. Hello. Welcome to Date Fight. It's a podcast that normally we record in a fairly straightforward way, but this week it's sort of like trying to wade through treacle.
Yeah. Technical issues have caused him to be Jake Yap and me to be Nat Tapley, and together we put the just about can't be arsed into the past with Lizzie Roper. Hello, Lizzie.
Wow. Well, I'm a little bit perturbed.
Are you?
Why is that?
Yeah, it's because I got bitten on my bum by an earwig.
What? Earwigs aren't real.
That's
from the
a
70s.
Song.
They've been
That's an Arthur Askey song.
I got bitten on the bum by an earwig. And it's quite itchy. And I was going around the Shonky Antique, the Shonky Auction place this morning, where they actually sell like a half a bag of compost. And I was
half
just standing there,
careful owner.
Yeah. Just scratching my arse, and then I got home. Scratching my bottom, and then I got home, and I've got these two enormous things, and I can only put it down to the earwig that was running all over my body yesterday.
Ooh.
Why was it running all over your body? Why did you let that happen?
I was gardening, and then when I came in and I sat down and I was stroking the dog and I felt a bit of a tickle, and then it was an earwig, and I did that kind of like that revolted but it obviously feasted on my dirty ear.
Maybe it's put an earwig curse on you for being so rude.
Yeah. Did you crush it? Is it dead now?
I'll be half human, half earwig.
Oh, that's cool. Like the fly in real time
to find out
across the week. Yeah, yeah.
But only my bottom will be earwig. The rest of me will be a beautiful lady.
That's so hot. That's like my dream. I would. Go on.
Lizzie's earwig munched derriere. Let us move to the 9th of July, 1979, when Serge and Beata Klarsfeld left their house in France, went to get into the car, and it exploded. Serge had been, he was born in Romania.
Bitten by an earwig.
No, he was remained unmolested by earwigs, but he got into a lot of trouble with Nazis because he was Jewish. So Nazis disapproved of that generally. Him and his father moved to France just before the Second World War. His father was taken to Auschwitz during the war, where he died. His mother and sister survived. He became a historian of the Holocaust and set out to expose all the Nazis who were still knocking around after the war. Beata was born in Germany. Her parents had voted for Hitler, but didn't feel that the war was very fair. They'd had their flat bombed, and they thought that was a bit... They didn't like losing everything and losing their house. And
this is like the Stan Boardman school of politics.
It's a bit Brexity. They're the Brexiteers of Nazism. And they think voting for Hitler didn't mean they deserved to get bombed. She argued with her parents. She ran away to France. She met Serge, who was a lawyer and historian. They got married. She went and she punched the Chancellor of West Germany, Kurt Kiesinger, and shouted, "Nazi, Nazi, Nazi," at him in 1968 to remind people that he had been a Nazi minister for propaganda during the Second World War and had run a Nazi radio station.
I'd love to do the branding for a Nazi radio station.
Hello there, FM.
Dry after dry.
We later found out, or recently found out, that she and her husband had been sponsored by the Stasi to do that, because the Stasi had given them money and lots of files after the war saying, that person was a Nazi too, to embarrass West German politicians by bringing up the fact that, you were definitely a horrible Nazi. And then she and her husband ran around hunting Nazis throughout the 60s and 70s. They hunted Klaus Barbie. They got him extradited and a number of others. And so, on the 9th of July 1979, their car was bombed. Fortunately, neither of them were hurt, but the group that claimed responsibility were Odessa, who previously people had assumed were imaginary, who were the people, or not imaginary, but not actually an organisation, in that they were the SS members who arranged houses in Argentina for ex-Nazis who they tried to get out of Europe after the war. But Odessa claimed responsibility.
Is this one of those classic things where people make up a baddie and then people sort of just occupy that role?
Yes, it seems like it was. Because there was an idea that someone had arranged for certain high-ranking Nazis to get out of Europe after the war. Someone had definitely done that, but we didn't know whether or not it was an organisation, how it was done, so people sort of assumed there might be a thing which they called Odessa, which was a name we gave it just because it had SS in, I think. And then someone was like, no, that's us, we really exist now. Yeah, we're a thing. We do car bombings. And that's what happened.
Because is that what happened with Al-Qaeda, isn't it? Was that a thing, or am
Pretty
I
much.
Making
it
that
was,
up?
It wasn't ever officially... Before 9/11, I think, I have to check on this, it was never an entity that had a hierarchy or a structure. It was a number of groups who you could say had a similar mission, who people called Al-Qaeda's sort of weird grouping. But as soon as you call it a thing, you go, oh, no, I'm the head of Al-Qaeda now. I mean, not everyone says that. I didn't say that. I didn't. Just in case the security forces are listening. That wasn't me.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's all fine.
Not me.
Right, well, I've got the 9th of July, 1850, and I want to tell you about President Zachary Taylor, 12th President of the United States, described by some as not the worst president, but certainly one of the most forgettable. You're welcome. He'd been a career officer in the United States Army, and he'd got a nickname in the Army of Old Rough and Ready.
Ooh. Ooh, that sounds very exciting.
It sounds sexy and fun. Partly because he was horrendous and used bloodhounds to track the Seminole in the Second Seminole War, which a lot of people weren't very cool about. Nobody knew.
Old genocidal then.
Old genocidal. And
just
ready.
Say rough and ready. Just say rough and ready. It's easier.
Yeah. So you like about Hitler? He was a bit rough and ready, wasn't he? So. Nobody really knew what on earth he stood for, but he was an American war hero. And that was good enough for the American public.
Really?
He did oppose slavery expansion, at least. He was a plantation owner. And he did oppose the expansion of slavery because they wanted to expand it out into the West. And his argument against that was not so much on moral grounds, more because he said it would be quite hard to grow cotton and sugar there.
Which is a very practical anti-slaver. Strictly pragmatic.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Tony Blair of anti-slavery. Yeah.
Think of the catering, he said. No, so... Speaking of which, so on the 4th of July, just 5 days earlier, he'd gone to the Washington Monument, which was being built for a big fundraising event, a lot of fun, and he ate loads of raw fruit and iced milk, which I did once in Mexico. I had sweet corn milky sorbet that I bought on the street, and I'll tell you, it was delicious.
Milky sorbet and is your stage name, isn't it?
I ended up able to poo through the eye of a needle for about a fortnight, including on the charter flight home, which was not fun. He basically, on this day, the 9th of July in 1850, died of the screaming splatties. He died off of his.
Was he trying to give an important speech at the time? Four score and...
He doesn't have, you know, like the Lincoln Memorial, all the Jefferson, like all the monuments that they have down in Washington. He's got a fountain. But
mannequin piss.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Well, on the... Yeah.
Ooh, I'm quite hungry after all that.
So is he. Ravenous.
Zachary Taylor pooing himself to death. Let's do the birthdays and the death days. Happy birthday to Angelina Fernandez. She fled Franco's Spain to Mexico in 1947 and became a famous sitcom actor. Happy birthday to Donald Rumsfeld. He was terrible ever since President Nixon hired him to the Office of Economic Opportunity in 1969, all the way through when he invented torture and made that legal in the early 2000s. Well done, Donald Rumsfeld. Happy birthday to Sean Berry, the co-leader of the Green Party and an Assembly member. Happy death day to Earl Warren. He was the Supreme Court Justice who led the Warren Commission into the assassination of JFK. We recently found out the CIA had lied to the Warren Commission, and the Rockefeller Commission, which came 10 years later, decided that its conclusions were wrong, as did four of the seven members of the Warren Commission. So we should definitely agree with everything they said, and there's no reason why the files they used should not stay sealed for another 40 years.
Why not?
Well, we don't know. No, they absolutely should. We don't need to see them. What can we see in there? They were right. Back and to the left. Happy death day to Freddie Jones. He was in The Dresser and Krull and Emmerdale. And also happy death day to Alice Paul, a US suffragist born in 1885. She started the National Women's Party, got the vote, and then sort of wondered what to do for the last 40 years of her life, so got involved in the civil rights movement and did that instead. Well done, Alice Paul, and happy death day to you. Lizzie.
Oh, well, it's very exciting, isn't it? I mean, what could be more exciting than a man pooing himself to death? Oh,
man weeing himself to death?
Oh, yes. Oh, the ambassador's balls. Old Rough and Ready. Mm. It's extraordinary that he managed to get through life being called Old Rough and Ready and dying of pooing at the end, whereas you'd think that, you know, that would be the precursor to everything.
Unfortunately, his toilet paper was Old Rough and Ready as well.
Oh, yeah. Old Rough and Ready.
Old Smooth
and Quilted.
That's
what he called his testicles, I think. Old Rough and Old Ready. Anyway, that's what makes me happy. Well, so, or Exploding Nazi Hunters. Mm. It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they did very good work.
They did.
It's very admirable.
They slapped one and said, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi.
That detail was very good. Punching somebody in the face and going, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. I'm quite tempted to try that tonight downtown. Mm. Oh, it's very difficult. You know the way, I think, the fairest way of doing this?
Yes.
The fairest way of doing this is I have two bites
baked
on my bottom.
Oh, right. Yep.
They're not baked potatoes. I have two bites, two earwig baked potato, two earwig bites on my bottom, okay?
Mm-hmm. Are they oracular?
If you choose, or one is up and one is down, and you have to choose. You have to choose which bite you want, and then the biggest bite is the winner. Okay, I think that's the fairest way of doing this.
Okay.
So, Nat, would you like the upper or the lower bite?
Upper.
Okay, Jake.
Always lower. Always the lower.
Ah, well, you'd be pleased to hear, Jake, that you are the winner with the biggest bite on my bottom.
Damn you, upper bite.
Later on in the program, I'll show you my dinner.
Me down.
Yeah.
Making it 3 to Jake and 2 to Nat for the week.
I feel like
how
I've won twice
tomorrow's?
Over.
Who knows?
Yeah. God knows what else has happened to Lizzie Roper's body.
Yes, I do know.
Oh, I
some
need some calamine
children
lotion.
Listen to this for information every morning. And I hope they're really getting a lot out of this week.
They're going to get pooing themselves to death and rubbing something into a lady's bum. That's what they're going to get.
Goodbye.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Goodbye.
Oh, hello, Vicar. Oh, come through.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.